gentlemen, start your engines. Let's talk racing. It's time for the Racing BS Show on Hoosier Country 105. Now, here's your host, Reese Lear, AJ Bolin, and Rick Evans.
Time again for the Racing BS Show. Each and every week, we bring you news from the racing world, starting right here in the heartland of American sprint car racing, stretching an hour north to the Indianapolis Motor Speedway, then out to the rest of the nation. The Racing BS Show, brought to you each and every week by IU Credit Union, the Main Street Raceway in Mitchell, and by the historic Bloomington Speedway. Bruce Lear, good morning.
Big Ricker, what's happening, man?
We're ready to talk racing once again. AJ Bolin, good morning, sir.
Good morning.
What's Bruce. Going on, big guy?
Ready to talk a little racing?
Man, I can, I've got a good view of you. I can see the sun in your window there.
I know
that's blinding me.
Yeah.
From seeing your face.
We need sunglasses to look at AJ Bolin this morning.
Probably a good thing.
It might be by design. You made fun of my shiny forehead last week after my haircut. So
you know what?
He's trying to reflect more sun there.
Flack for that.
I was to give you a hard time.
Flack for that. Yeah. As a matter of fact, I had some people send me this to give to you.
To give to me.
And, yeah, but I didn't get it to you in time. But this wig that they sent me.
I wish everybody could see what we're seeing.
I will never do that again.
Yeah, it's all right.
Say that again about you.
You don't owe me an apology, but you keep the wig. You're going to send me one.
I like that wig a lot. Bruce Lear literally has a wig on right now that honestly makes him look just like Benny Hill. That's a great wig, Bruce.
Hear that music? Can you find that?
Exactly. I'm going to put
now
that music on.
There's a blast from the past. God Almighty! Hey, before we get really going on racing, I got a question to ask you guys.
Yeah.
Because I don't know. This is something I know. I don't know something, right? Basketball. IU basketball. How are they supposed to be this year? You know.
I don't know. I've not seen them. I can only go by the words of Don Fisher, who saw them play in Puerto Rico. And I asked him, what do you think of this team? Because it's an all-new team. I mean, every player on the team is going to be a different player, different coach, different everything. He said, I think IU fans are really going to like this team. He said, I don't know that they're going to compete for a Big Ten championship. Although, don't take that out of the realm of possibility. But he said they're going to work hard, they're going to play together, and IU fans are really going to like this team. So that's good enough for me. He's seen more basketball than all of us put together. So,
yeah. You know, they're, they got the football team rolling. The basketball team's supposed to be good. Everything's good over there.
Yeah.
It's a fine time to be an IU fan, that's for sure. Even our Colts are good right now. So, you know.
Yeah. I saw yesterday on a report where they're kind of chosen to be in the Super Bowl this year.
I hadn't seen it go that far, but I'll take it. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Well, I think they're the best team out there right now.
Let's go. I like it. Very nice. Yeah. Very nice.
All right. You ready to talk a little NASCAR? Let's talk a little NASCAR. You guys are probably happy that this guy won because I've got to pronounce his name, but I'm going to do it right. It's Shane.
You can't do it right.
Ben Giesenberg, right?
Yeah, good. You go with that.
You know what? I'm not even gonna call him that.
Anyway. You know what? You butchered his name so much, I don't even know what his name is anymore.
You're gonna make us all just say SVG
really
all the
don't.
Time. Yeah.
It's just SVG. I have no idea what the dude's name is.
All seven of our listeners don't know what his name is.
Put the Benny Hill wig back on.
Yeah.
I
saw myself in it. I look too funny. I can't do the show like that. Sorry. Anyway, SVG wins his fifth road course this year.
Yeah, he's tough.
In a row, actually. By winning the Bank of America Roval. Do you like the Roval? You know, it gets kind of mixed reviews. I think there are some of the drivers that say, oh, yeah, it's a fun track, and some of them just can't stand it.
Yeah, I don't know that I hate it. I'm not in love with it. I mean, I'd rather see them run, like, the oval and then go back and run the Roval instead of seeing two of the races, the same races on the same track, I guess.
Okay.
You know what I mean? I guess I appreciate the variety. I don't know that I'm in love with that track itself, but, you know.
Yeah, well, anyway. Geishan, SVG.
There you go.
That's the way to do it.
SVG. That's his sixth career win, and obviously they have all been on road courses because he's just awful on ovals. Ross Chastain, if you saw the race, Ross Chastain is known for his crazy driving, and this race was no different because he finished the race in reverse, if you saw it. And I thought that was kind of interesting. He and Denny Hamlin had a little spin right before the checkered flag, and he just rammed it into reverse and finished that way. He didn't make the playoffs, though, like he was trying to do, and lost that to Joey Logano, who was 4 points ahead of him. And it kind of made the race interesting. I mean, they spent a whole lot of time on that aspect of it, but still, it was kind of an interesting race. Chastain didn't help himself any. I don't know. He missed a turn and lost 15 spots just by sitting there waiting to get back in there. And then, to add to his lost cause, he got caught speeding on down in pit lane and got busted for that and sent back, had to come in and do a penalty and stuff. Anyway, Chastain, Tyler Reddick, Bubba Wallace, and Austin Cindric were all eliminated and will not be racing for the championship this year. SVG, Larson, Bell, Chris Buescher, and Michael McDowell were the top five finishers. Our boy, Mr. Briscoe, was 14th, and Carson Hosemeyer was 29th. The guys that are moving on, Ryan Blaney, Chase Elliott, lost my computer, Larson, Bell, Byron, Briscoe, Hamlin, Logano will all be heading to Las Vegas next Sunday for the South Point Casino 400. You guys ever been done any gambling at South Point Casino?
I have not.
I didn't even know it existed. Must be
that. Well, that's why they sponsor a NASCAR race, so we get their name in our brains there. Exactly. Yeah.
I know them now. Anyway, that's at 5:30 on USA. Those eight drivers will be battling out for the championship. That's all I got, boys, in the NASCAR realm.
All right.
Hey, Richard, you got anything, IndyCar? You got anything to add?
Wait a minute. What? AJ's got something for us.
Yeah, so something we haven't talked about for quite a while. Have you been following the lawsuit between 2311 and Front Row?
What's
NASCAR?
The latest on that lawsuit?
Well, the latest is NASCAR seems awfully willing now. They're wanting to settle.
Oh, really?
They do not want it going to court.
Well, so, you know what? I got to tell you, I think most of the fans and most of the other drivers are tired of it. It's like they're throwing their hands up and saying, man, do something with this because this is silly.
When I'd seen a lot of news that said that a lot of the owners did not want that going to court along with NASCAR, because a lot of stuff, if you go to a court case, is going to come out and become public that they didn't necessarily want public, you know?
Right.
Exactly. I mean, obviously, too, you know, we talked about this a little bit when it started. I think, you know, a lot of people, it's like suing the government when you sue NASCAR, right? Like, you're not going to win. But I think a lot of people did think that Jordan and those guys had a case. And, I mean, for NASCAR now to want to settle, yeah. I mean, obviously they're afraid of losing. They're afraid of maybe what they're really afraid of is more financial information having to come out.
Right.
And some of these teams and drivers really seeing how much NASCAR has in the bank.
Exactly. Yeah, that might change things quite a bit. Yeah, oh, yeah, because the teams are always wanting more money, you know.
Hey, real quick, repeat what the lawsuit is about real quick here.
Well, it's basically they're suing NASCAR saying NASCAR has a monopoly. right? And over it, which they do. I mean,
I'm going to say, why would they sue them for that? Because we know they do.
How do you argue that? Like, best attorney in the world can't prove that wrong. So, accusing NASCAR being a monopoly, basically thinking or saying they're not being treated fairly, even with the charter systems that are in place for each team. So there's a lot more to it, but I mean, it'll be interesting to see what the settlement is. NASCAR seems pretty adamant to get this thing settled and wrapped up. And you're right. A lot of the other team owners do not want it going to court. And I think maybe really the truth there is they don't want it messing up their
I think
they kind of decided they've got more to lose than to gain in this thing.
Bingo.
So, you know, maybe it's time to settle things up.
And, you know, if it goes to court, how much money are they going to spend it there as opposed to just whatever they need to do outside of
Exactly. Yeah, lawyers aren't cheap. So, you know.
No, absolutely not. Okay.
All right.
Thank you, AK, for bringing that up. You fulfilled NASCAR, and thank you for helping me out on that.
You're welcome.
You got any IndyCar news, Big Ricker?
Little IndyCar news. I saw this on a website that had talked about if you're looking for a job, Penske is hiring. So if you would like to work in racing, Penske's hiring for NASCAR, IndyCar, IMSA, the FIA World Endurance Championship. They're hiring crew members. And an interesting thing about the application process is that they are saying that experience is not necessary. You may not need to have experience, but there is one thing that you do need to possess to be eligible for these jobs, is they are looking for athletes. They are looking for people who are former college athletes. They're looking for people that they can train to do pit crew work and things like that. So if you've got some...
Kind of eliminates the three of us.
Yeah, that puts us out pretty quickly. Exactly.
That's kind of a treat. So
it sounded like fun there for a minute. But
I was going to say, for a minute there, I was almost getting ready to say, hey, let's go do that. That'd be fun.
This show would sound
and
more fun from Pit Lane.
Like, no, that ain't going to happen.
So there you go. If you are someone with previous experience, collegiate, semi-pro, or professional level, Penske's interested in you. So there you go.
It's interesting because, you know, if you look at who those pit crew members are, both in NASCAR and IndyCar, you know, they're all ex-football players and, you know, ex-jocks and stuff that are getting in there and doing that, changing the tires and stuff. So kind of interesting.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I thought so. That's, if you're going to jump over the pit wall, slinging around a tire that weighs that much and have to be really, really fast and really, really coordinated at it, that's part of the deal. Those guys actually do workouts together now. They have practices together. It's something we can't do.
You think I would be good at slinging a tire over there?
Oh, Bruce, you'd be great at it. Absolutely.
You do it just one time.
I couldn't even stop laughing at that one.
As soon as the car pulled into the pits, Bruce would ask, who's got the key to the trunk so we can get the jack out? And then it would all fall apart. Yeah.
That's good humor. All right. What else you got? Anything else?
That's all I got in IndyCar.
All right. All right. Well, let's go on to some local stuff because we have on the program this morning our man Trackside with AJB.
So the ticket to Tulsa winner is Jordan Kinser, Bruce.
All right.
So really cool to
Kinser.
Jordan Kinser, really cool to see Jordan get that opportunity. That obviously was a combined points champion between the Bloomington Speedway and the Paragon Speedway this year. And the Ford Performance Racing School ticket to Tulsa, Jordan will have an opportunity to drive for Kevin Briscoe at the 2026 Chili Bowl. So.
Very cool
deal. That's a really neat program. Hopefully that continues in the future. Great for
you bet.
Kevin.
You bet. I like
Kevin Briscoe to kind of put that together and help make that happen. So, Todd Hobson, Bruce, are you familiar with Todd?
You know, I know the name, but no, I don't know him. So
Todd is your 2025 Paragon Sprint Car Track Champion. Finished second in the Ticket to Tulsa standings to Jordan. Todd's from Australia. And he came here in 2022, and he is now the first international driver to ever win a sprint car track championship here in the States.
Is that right?
Wow.
Really?
Yeah.
Kind of an interesting stat there.
I'll be
dumb. Had a lot of, had a lot of Aussies here over the years, but obviously none of them. I mean, they came, they ran the World of Outlaws, they ran some USAC stuff.
And what's his name again?
Todd Hobson.
Well, that's a little easier than an SVG from
Australia. Yeah.
There,
yeah. So that's cool.
Todd, I had to work. I had to start doing the local stuff. I can pronounce most of their names.
Todd started racing in his homeland at age 5, came to the States, specifically to Indiana in 2022 to pursue his racing career. So congratulations, Todd. Really nice guy. Very, very humble guy. Been known to drink a beer or two at Victory Lane from his shoe, from his racing shoe.
Nice.
So, not sure I'd do that, but must be an Australian thing.
So, I think so,
A Kiwi. Yeah.
And then we got to talk about Lee Hobbs here real quick, right? We've talked a lot about Lee. He's still winning a bunch of races, still kicking everybody's butt at the age of 60. That alone is pretty
unbelievable.
But incredible season this year for Lee. 14 wins, the UMP National Championship, UMP Eastern Region Champion, Bloomington Speedway Track Champion, Lincoln Park Speedway Track Champion. Just unbelievable.
Man.
Wow.
Yeah, right?
That's a heck of a year, isn't it?
That's an amazing year. He's always been tough to beat on the track, but he's also one of the first guys that'll help you in the pits, right? No matter how hard you battle on the track with him. I can just a quick personal story. We had one of the most intense heat races I've ever had in my life between myself and Lee back. This was 20 years ago on a modified at Bloomington. Battling on the start, we're on the front row. I'm trying to squeeze him down in the mud. He's not happy about it, right? Because I knew I had to beat him into one to win that heat race and start up front in the feature. So, like the third restart, now we're both mad at each other, mad at the world, like, and we're going to drive it clear to Fairfax Road to beat each other, right? So, we started that race. We're running like 80 mile an hour down the backstretch before they even threw the green. The rest of the field wasn't even with us. We were just so focused on outrunning each other, right? So we go down into one. I beat him into one. He body slams me. I keep going. I win the heat race. He was not happy with me after that race at all.
Really?
I hadn't even, like, I just came to a stop in my pit. We're about 5 stalls away from each other. I hadn't even got my helmet off, and Lee is in the right side of my race car, yelling, cussing.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, so.
I like him.
Yeah, no, so, you know, that ended well. They separated us. Everything was good. And the next week at Brownstown, I needed a carburetor gasket, right? So I'm walking through the pits, head to the parts truck. Lee saw me walking, hollered at me, said, hey, well, you know, what you need? I told him. He goes in his trailer. Comes back out, hands me what I was going to go buy, which, you know, wasn't a big deal, but handed me that gasket, kind of smiled at me, shook my hand, not another word was said. So that just kind of tells you, like, he'll battle you till you can't go any harder with him on the racetrack. It'll be the first one to help you in the pits. So really,
that's why local sprint track racing is the finest racing out there, because you won't see IndyCar or NASCAR doing that.
No.
So it's so cool to see him still having the success that he's having at the age that he is. And I'm sure he's got a few more good years left in him. So,
well, he's got to be a good on my list because he yelled at you. I like that.
yeah. I think he wanted to do a little more than yell at me. But,
well, hey, you know what? We ought to get him on the show and recreate that one moment.
I think that's a good idea. Yeah.
No, it's all good. We don't.
That's what all else I got. You got local stuff? Anything
that
good?
That's it?
Yep. Are you guys ready for a question?
I'm ready for a question.
By God, let's do it. This is the WHCC question of the day.
Next question.
You answered every question just right.
Too bad you missed. That was a $9 question.
Anyone else have a question?
Guys, this week we got a question from a gentleman who says he's just moved over here from Germany, Achtun. And his name is Ivano Schultz.
Okay.
And Ivano would like to know what kind of setup and driving differences are there in a bank track as opposed to a flatter one. And let's see, he wanted to know in the state of Indiana which ones you guys thought were the most banked and were the ones that were most flat, actually. And because Ivano knows nothing.
Okay. AJ, this is where you shine.
Yeah. Well, Mr. Schultz, that's a great question. And so on a flatter track versus a bank track, just to kind of keep it simple, a flat track, you're going to run a more soft setup. You're going to run softer springs, right? Maybe a little lower air pressure in your tires. You've got to generate more grip mechanically than you do versus a bank track, where you've got the bank to catch the car, kind of hold the car and keep your speed up. So on a bank track, you've got to run stiffer springs than you do on a flatter track. So, you know, a good comparison, I mean, there's a lot of difference between, like, you look at Bloomington Speedway and how banked it is, and then you look at Brownstown Speedway, right? Brownstown's banked, but it's not banked.
Not like really, yeah.
Right? Like, when you're running the top at Brownstown, it's nothing at all like running the top at Bloomington. So you can't run the same setup between those two tracks. But a more significant difference, like, look at Salem or Winchester on the pavement. I mean, those places are banked. Like, right. 36 degrees. So you compare, like, Salem to Indianapolis Raceway Park, right? They're both fast racetracks, but IRP's longer, but it's much more flat. So if you tried to run the same setup at Raceway Park that you did at Salem, you'd be in the fence pretty quick. Like, you would have.
Did you have a preference as a driver?
Oh, bank tracks are always more fun. I mean, just because you can carry more speed, right? I say fun. Salem and Winchester weren't always fun. you had to talk to yourself a lot.
I would imagine.
To get up higher on the bank. It's not, they're just kind of a different world. But hopefully that helps Mr. Schultz.
Right. I think it did. I think
now
it did.
He knows
did
something. Good,
that.
Good.
He knows something, yeah.
He knows something. I know nothing. I don't have anything else, guys. You guys got anything else?
That's all I got.
All right, man. Well, get Rick or get me out of here, man.
All right. We'll do that. Each and every week, of course, the Racing BS program here on Hoosier Country 105, brought to you by IU Credit Union, the Main Street Raceway in Mitchell, and the historic Bloomington Speedway. Bruce Lear, thank you for joining us, sir. We appreciate it.
You're welcome.
And AJ Boland, of course, thank you for taking the time to join us.
Thank you.
We'll get the podcast online, WHCC105.com.
This is your WHCC roving reporter communicating to you from WHCC's Western Command Center, located deep in the Black Hills of South Dakota, and we are still defending Fort Whistlepig.